Good evening. Would you please stand for the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The first order of business tonight is a presentation by David Jones. Go ahead.
Great. Thank you, Chairman. David Jones, Director of Communications for Stanislaus County. Good evening, Chairman Mayfield, Supervisor, CEO Robinson, and County Council Krasnick. Thank you very much. It's a privilege to be able to give our second annual report from the Latino Emergency Communications Project. And by way of quick background, I'll let you know this was started 2 years ago by a phone call. After I took over the position of communications and legislative affairs, one of my first phone calls was to Jose Rodriguez from El Concilio. And I called on behalf of the County Office of Emergency Services to say, we need to develop a formal relationship between County OES and our Latino leadership for emergency situations to make sure we have a good, solid, open, formalized pipeline of communication. And Jose said, that's great, let's get together and talk, and brought Mr. Dale Butler into this as well, and we'll talk a little bit about Dale and his role in the Latino Emergency Communications Project. And from that initial meeting, the project has absolutely taken off far beyond what we could have expected, and it's been a very, very positive example of partnerships with the community. So I just want to say that I'm very privileged to be involved with the project. We're privileged to have Dale Butler here with us this evening. Dale is the immediate past president of the Hispanic Leadership Council. He's also the chairman of the Latino Emergency Communications Project, and Dale will be doing a presentation, giving us an update of what's occurred over this past year, some of the goals of the project over this upcoming year as well. Dale?
Well, it is indeed a pleasure to be here today representing our Latino Emergency Communications team. I would like to take this opportunity to thank the board.
You've got to put it right at your chin. Look at that, boy.
Would like to take this opportunity to thank the Board of Supervisors for allowing us the opportunity to provide you this very important update. Before proceeding with the actual PowerPoint presentation, however, I would like to thank Stanislaus County and David Jones, Director of Communications for the county. Both the county and Mr. Jones have and will continue to make it possible for us to communicate and address disasters as they occur and concerns within the Latino community. So we're certainly very appreciative of the wonderful partnership that we have developed with the county and certainly Mr. Jones. And with that, what I would like to do is move into the actual PowerPoint presentation. And basically, the purpose of our organization is to create a formal communications link from the Stanislaus County Office of Emergency Services to the Latino community. We have a large number of participating agencies and individuals that are part of the LEC, Latino Emergency Communications Project effort. And those include Advancing Vibrant Communities, which is a faith-based organization, the Blue Cross of California, City of Ceres Department of Public Safety, City of Modesto Fire Department, Congressman Dennis Cardoso is involved with us, the Disability Resources Agency for Independent Living, and El Concilio. We also have the Girl Scouts, the Heart of Central California, HealthNet, Hispanic Chamber of Commerce of Stanislaus County, Hispanic Leadership Council of Stanislaus County, Migrant Education Region 3, Modesto City Schools, Modesto Irrigation District, Pacific Gas and Electric, Parent Institute for Quality Education, the Stanislaus County Chapter of American Red Cross, the Stanislaus County Community Services Agency, one of your departments has a regular attendee at our monthly LEC meetings. We also have the Stanislaus County Office of Emergency Services, Stanislaus County Schools, Stanislaus County Office of Education, the Latino Community Roundtable, and a number of community leaders from throughout the county. We are a growing organization, and we do plan to add additional organizations and individuals to be a part of the effort. With respect to team development, next stated. As I mentioned, right now we have a large number of organizations that are a part of our organization, probably around 25 separate organizations, probably about 100 different individuals that are actively involved in attending our monthly meetings. Our monthly meetings, by the way, are held, and this is a picture of one of our meetings, at the third Friday of every month at 8:15 in the morning at the Concilio Community Center, 1314 H Street, and we certainly welcome community participation and involvement at those meetings. CERT training, that's a very important area for us, and we would like to thank, of course, Chief Miguel, Fire Chief Miguel from the City of Modesto, because the Chief has been instrumental in allowing us the opportunity to attend the community emergency response team training. And we've already had a number of community volunteers, 60 to be exact, which includes both adults and students, participate in this training. Last year saw us involved in a lot of CERT training, and I'll be speaking a little bit more about future training in this area. This picture before you is a picture of the Spanish class that graduated in March of 2007. It is our hope and intent to have another Spanish class this spring of 2008, and hopefully we'll have a comparable group of citizens, Latino citizens, participating in this particular very worthwhile training. In any event, I do thank Chief Miguel. He could be here tonight, but he does have the battalion chief, Hugo Patino, who's attending the meeting tonight. So can I have Mr. Patino stand, please? And please thank the chief for us, Hugo. We really appreciate all the training he has provided. Before I move on to my presentation, I would like to have all our LEC members please stand. And this is an excellent group of individuals, and let's give them a nice round of applause. And just by way of information, we have Elaine Harlan from Advancing Vibrant Communities. She's here with us tonight. Enrique Perez from the City of Ceres Department of Public Safety. We have, of course, the City of Modesto Fire Department represented. We have a Concilio Community Center. Laura Sanchez is with us today. She's a site coordinator for that organization. We have Sally Ayala Perez from HealthNet. We have Carolina Bernal from the Santa Claus County Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. She's with us tonight. Balbino Irizarry. Balbino is the president of the Hispanic Leadership Council. We have Maria Alvarez with the Migrant Education Region 3. And Maria has been just super, super great in helping us enroll individuals from the Latino community in our CERT training, and we certainly appreciate her fine efforts and hard work in that regard. She is in the process of getting another class scheduled for Spanish speakers under CERT, and hopefully that class will be provided this coming spring. So thank you very much, Maria, for your assistance. We also have Cindy March from Modesto City Schools. She is an exceptional individual, a very committed person, always at our LEC meetings every month, but she also does a lot of quality work in the background, and we certainly appreciate the fine work that Cindy Marks does, a great representative of Modesto City Schools, so thank you, Cindy. And we have a number of other representatives, Raul Garcia, who's been instrumental in helping us form the Latino Emergency Communications Project from its inception. So I hope I didn't leave anyone out. We have Van Talleres, Chris Rosales, and Maria's husband, Jorge, who's here tonight. So I certainly want to welcome them. And with that, we're going to media training. What you have before you is a picture of none other than David Jones. David Jones has provided some quality media training for us. Two classes, one in April and one in August of 2007. He has graduated, has produced 15 graduates from this training. This is all-day media training, 8 hours of solid training. I'm a graduate of that particular course, and it's certainly worthwhile and very helpful to the type of work we're doing under the Latino Emergency Communications Project. Next. In the area of community assistance, We have assisted the Modesto Fire Department, but it's a two-way street. They have assisted us as well with CERT training, and that's greatly appreciated. And the County Office of Emergency Services and prevention efforts, and we have also done some outreach work in the County of Merced. There are several individuals, residents of Merced, that are interested in replicating the work that we're doing in the area of emergency preparedness under our project, and they want to basically establish an equivalent program in Merced County, so we're working very diligently with representatives from that county to do that. Under the area of accomplishments, this particular picture shows a group of individuals. One of them is one of our LEC team members, Sanaiva Sanchez, with her son and some of her friends, and they were volunteers at preparedness fair last year. And so our members get out there in the community and help out when we have preparedness fairs, emergency fairs. They're out there to help. Next. We've also developed Spanish language information in that particular area. Marco Moreno, you'll see him around with his camera, helped us translate the brochure which I have provided to each of our board members on the LEC project. Maria Alvarez has done some great work in translating preparedness information, and Carolina Bernal has done some exceptional work. And those two brochures that you have in front of you, the English and Spanish version, were prepared by Carolina. We certainly appreciate your great help, Carolina. Goals for 2008 in the area of training. We do plan to have an English CERT class. Actually, two are scheduled already by the City of Modesto. One on February the 25th, 3-hour, 8 sessions, beginning, as I said, on February the 25th. On February the 23rd begins the first 8-hour class that will go for 3 Saturdays. It's a 20-hour CERT class, and we're hoping in enrolling a number of our LEC team members in those English classes. As I said earlier, we have Maria Alvarez who will be setting up a Spanish class this coming spring, and hopefully we'll get a good number of people participating in that class. Next. Media training. That particular class is scheduled for the 31st of January. We are going to enroll 10 individuals. We already have 8 individuals enrolled. We need to come up with 2 more. And we are going to have Mr. Jones again provide that training for us. And we will be providing the training at the HealthNet on Crow's Landing Road. Incident system, command system training, we're looking forward to having our first training class hopefully this summer. In the area of amateur radio emergency services, we are in the process of identifying current Spanish-speaking ham radio operators so they can assist with the process because they will be needed, and hopefully increasing the number once we identify individuals that are qualified to do this type of work, increase the number of those individuals and provide additional capacity for us. Next, under internal communication, we're looking at creating a standardized way of contacting LEC team members during emergency events. And we have Maria Alvarez who will be presenting us with a list. This is basically a provisional list. It's always subject to revisions, but she will be providing that list to us this coming Friday, and it will be amended. The idea is to have a good solid list of individuals in place, so when we do have an emergency in the community, a disaster, we can tap those individuals and they can go out in the community, and hopefully a lot of those individuals will have been CERT trained as well and help as needed. And this is a disaster roster I was just talking about, and that roster will be ready for use in emergencies hopefully this Friday. In the area of tying in with our migrant communities, we're looking at a way to formalize the getting out of information to our migrant communities, and we're very thankful, of course, to Maria Alvarez, who has, because of her job, good tie-ins and connections with individuals in our migrant communities, and it's very important that indeed when we have disasters in our community, we're able to reach those particular areas of our community, and Maria's helping in that regard. Utility information, next. In that particular area, we have all our utility companies involved with us. They regularly attend our meetings, TID, MID, PG&E, and it's very important that they be involved with us because they provide a very important function in our community, and it's important that information be standardized in such a way that it's useful to individuals in the Latino community, and we're making sure by working with them that that happens, and they've been very, very helpful indeed. As far as our OES contacts are concerned, we will continue to be periodically updated by the Office of Emergency Services. We will maintain ongoing contact, and we will be touring the Emergency Operations Center. We've already had a couple of tours, and we plan to involve more of our members in those tours, and that's very instructive and being educational, and it will better prepare us to do a great job as LEC team members. And with that, I thank you for listening to my presentation. And we do have a number of individuals from the team who are present tonight. And I know some of them would like to say a few words to you. If our chair and board would allow them to do that, that would be appreciated.
First, let me ask the board, is there any questions or comments from the board?
Just a quick comment. I want to congratulate everybody involved and all the partner agencies. These relationships that are being built are just very valuable when an emergency occurs. And we know it's going to, and it's just very valuable what everybody is doing.
Thank you, Supervisor O'Brien. We appreciate those comments.
Anyone else? If not, thank you, Dale. Is there somebody who would like to say a word or two? A word or two. Okay.
It's an honor to be here and in front of you and talk on behalf of the Spanish-only speaking community because of the fact that the work that's been done with the effort of the team and David Jones is very valuable and innovative, and I know that it's very much needed in the Valley. I hope that that gets replicated across the Valley because many of our families in the past, when they've been in floods and things like that, they usually have a hard time going directly to any kind of law enforcement or anybody like that. But they will listen to the community people who are knowledgeable about what's available there. And so for us to have them involved in the CERT training, it was not only preparing for the future and in case of an emergency, but a lot of preventative information was valuable to them. And so I am very grateful that we get the support in this county to develop an innovative and very needed effort to support our community. Thank you.
Thank you. I have a certificate, Dale. Would you like to come up here and receive it, or somebody?
Unless there's someone else that would like to...
Hey, it's up to you.
Would anyone else like to say a few words?
Come on, Dale. Come on, Dale. Let's go. David, come on up, too. You
missed it. I have next year. I might land up on it.
Hi, Dale. How are you? On behalf of the board, I have a certificate for Dale here for all his hard work and his commitment to bringing the Latinos into this type of response. Okay? I know you want to say a word or two, right?
Just very briefly. Well, the true heroes here are the folks that are in the audience and those that couldn't make it tonight because they are there really working hard to make this effort a worthwhile effort. One that will pay off when we have a disaster. We will have disasters, so we know that. And so we want to be fully prepared when that happens. And with a group of team members like the ones that are with us tonight and others in the community, we can't fail. We're going to do a great job. So thank you. This is your certificate.
I certainly want to echo the words of Dale and especially thank those of you who have been part of the core group this whole past 2 years and those who are coming on board now to thank you for your involvement. It's a significant amount of time and energy that you put into this project, and the passion that you put in is just amazing, and it's inspirational to all of us. And I thank you.
You know, I was going to hold off on this certificate because once I give it to you, Dale, we're going to lose half our audience. They're all gone. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Okay, David. Before we go on with anything else, we have an announcement for the county council. We had a closed session prior to the meeting, and we need to announce it.
Mr. Chair, members of the board went into closed session at the 5:30 special meeting. That was the only item at the meeting. Existing litigation, County of San Diego versus Deborah Bowen, Secretary of State, and the Superior Court case is listed in the agenda. The board did take action. The action is as follows. The motion by Supervisor Montes, second by Supervisor DiMartino, and it was a unanimous 5-0 decision by the board. The board decided to support the lawsuit that is being brought by San Diego and other counties against the Secretary of State, and to second monitor the writ of mandate hearing on Thursday, and then take all appropriate actions depending upon the outcome of that hearing. And for future and later considerations by this board in this matter. That concludes the closed session announcement.
Thank you, ma'am. We have a public comment period now. Is there anyone in the audience that would like to speak before the board tonight on anything not related to what's on the agenda? Seeing no one, nobody came up, we'll move on to the consent calendar on B-12. We're going to pull B-12, but the rest of the consent calendar, I need a motion. And I have a second. I have a motion by Dick Montes.
Second.
Second by Jeff Grover. I have a vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Pass 5-0. Okay, we go down to B-12, Supervisor DiMartini. Is that right, DiMartini?
Yes, right. Okay. DiMartini.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm, of course, not opposed to this at all, but I would like to make comment about it. This resolution that's supporting the medical facility at the UC Merced is important to the area because of the shortage of doctors, but I think what's not in here is worth saying is that there is a $9 billion bond being proposed for higher education funding. It will probably be in November. It's Assembly Bill 100. And at this time, it includes absolutely no funding at all, not $1 for the medical facilities at the UC Merced. You know, this is a statewide measure, and if that funding is not included at this time, I don't know when we'll ever have another opportunity to get funding for UC Merced. So even though that we are in favor of it, we probably should add that we support full funding for UC Merced medical facilities, or at the very least, add it to our legislative agenda.
Is that a motion to move on with that?
Well, I would suggest that we include in this that we would like to see sufficient funding in the bond measure.
Well, is that?
I haven't got the exact wording of it, but it is important because we're supporting this without any funding.
Perhaps we could amend the resolution that you're considering to add one further resolve, and that is to resolve that the state provide full funding for the efforts of UC Merced in the establishment of a University of California School of Medicine in San Joaquin Valley.
So you want to add that to it?
Yes.
Okay, so with the...
That was pretty good. You did
that was pretty good. With the stipulation that we add full funding to that, now would you make a motion?
Yes.
Okay.
Motion to approve.
So then we... Okay, then the second.
Second.
Okay, I got a motion by DiMartini, I got a second by Dick Montes, that we move on with full funding for the school. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Pass 5-0. Lee Lunderman, would you like to speak to the board tonight?
Supervisor Mayfield, members of the board, I'm Lee Lundergan, Stanislaus County Clerk, Recorder, and Registrar of Voters. I'm here tonight to discuss B-13, which is approval to accept federal Help America Vote Act funds. These are grant funds, and the amount of the total contract was $1.7 million. The remainder of that is what we're here tonight to discuss. The Help America Vote Act was implemented in 2002, and at that point in time, various funding from federal government was brought to the various counties to allow them to update their voting equipment and make voting more accurate, more accessible in the state of California and throughout the nation. We had four different grants that we have accepted, and the fourth grant had an expiration date. Upon that expiration date, knowing that that was coming at a very short period of time, there was an extension to that grant, which we took advantage of, entered into a contract to extend it to the year 2010 on December 31st. So we have a number of years left to spend the remainder of the funds. The reason I'm before you this evening is to allow these fundings to be placed into our budget at this point in time and to therefore change our budget to accept this. And a dollar amount of that funding that we can accept is $1.7 million, a little bit more.
Is there any questions of Lee? I see nobody has any questions. Then we need to move on with the vote.
I move for approval.
It's been moved by Jeff Grover.
Second.
By Bill O'Brien. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? 5-0. Thank you.
Thank you. I do have one thing I would like to mention to the board tonight,
yes.
And that is what's happening with the current election. Just real quickly, we have 209,000 registered voters in Stanislaus County. Last week, we sent out 86,296 vote by mail and all mail precinct ballots. So those are out and individuals are voting. The next election is coming up. It is February 5th and it is the presidential primary. Thank you.
Thank you, Lee. Next we have Matt Machado. That would be C6.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman, Supervisors. I'm Matt Machado, Director
Get
of...
Get close to that, baby.
Get close to it?
Hey.
Is that better? Okay. I'm bringing to you tonight a request to initiate proceedings for a new CSA in Key, CSA 26, and to dissolve CSA number 6, 13, and 17, all of Keys. This proposed CSA is in response to an RDA project that is proposing to construct new storm drainage in an older residential downtown commercial area of Keys on the east side of Highway 99. It also will provide filtration and disposal for older systems, which will improve water quality per our state permit, consistent with our state permit. The purpose of the CSA is to provide funds for maintenance of parks, storm basins, and drainage facilities. Some next steps that we will be coming back to you for will be to set a public hearing for this new formation of this district and also to approve the engineer's report, which we're asking for you to direct us to draft at this point. And then also in early April, the public hearing is anticipated to occur. So I can answer questions if you like. I do have some key staff with me tonight if there's any detailed questions. But I'd like to ask for your approval to initiate proceedings of CSA 26 and also to direct the department to prepare and file the engineer's report. So I can answer any questions.
Is there any key questions that you, okay, Bill O'Brien?
Just one, if 26 is not formed, if the voters do not approve it, will we then keep 6, 13, and 17 in place?
That's correct. Okay. We will, and we'll have to formulate a plan for the maintenance of the additional area.
Very good. Thank you.
Is there anyone else? We need a motion then to move ahead with this. Also move. Jeff Grover?
Second.
Who? Which one said that? Oh, Bill.
No,
Dean Martinez, you said that?
Yes, I said
that. Okay. Okay, it's been first. It's been moved to second by Dean Martinez. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, Matt.
Thank you.
With that, we go down to correspondence.
This board has received a copy of the California Infrastructure Report Card 2006, prepared by the American Society of Civil Engineers in California.
Refer this to Department of Public Works.
This board has received the claims as noted on the agenda.
Acknowledge receipt of claims and refer to the Chief Executive Office, Risk Management Division. Is there any Board of Supervisors reports? Seeing none, is there any legislative fiscal and management report from the Chief Executive Officer?
Not this evening.
Okay. Seeing none, we go down to, we're adjourned.
7 o'clock.